And then that, and then from that, the blacktop and concrete. Yeah, I've been here a long time. I can remember a whole lot of things that I can't remember that happened 2 weeks ago.
That's interesting. That you worked with an overseer, and the overseer would go around and...
Yeah, whatever the overseer told them to do, they done it.
Mm-hmm. And he was appointed, was he?
We'll say there's a dozen men in the neighborhood gonna work certain part so far up this road, you know. And they'd work the road today, and then they'd appoint another fella, take a vote, you know, and I'm gonna nominate so and so for our next overseer. Now they'd take a vote on it, and that's the way they're done.
I see. And what he said was that was law, huh?
Well, whatever that overseer told them to do, they just went ahead and done it.
I see. When the truck would get stuck in the mud, say, how'd you get out of the mud in the old days?
Well, we used to have a mail carrier, and right down here there was a streak of hammock road. Now you know what a hammock road is? It's old beeswax. Some call them beeswax.
No, sir, I don't know that.
It's clay beeswax road. Sticky stuff.
Oh. What did you call that?
Hammock.
I don't believe I caught.
What you hammock mean? Road.
Hammock.
It's limey land.
You step, the more you walk in it, the higher it comes up on your shoes.
And that mail carrier, I lived here, and I've hipped him out through that hammock right down there many a time. That's for to go and put gravel on it, you see. It'd be ruts that deep where the car tracks it was. And he'd come up here, well, says, I'm stuck down yonder. Could you go down there and help me out? Well, I never did turn him down. I always went. Came a shovel down there. And sometimes your front wheel would get over here in these two ruts, and the other wheel would be over here. Well, there ain't but one way to get out. You got to get both front wheels and the rear wheels in the same rut. If you don't, you ain't coming out. So, I'd take my shovel down there and I'd cut a little trench across from this rut over here over to that, and on both wheels, both sides. Then I'd tell him to get in and crank up, and then I'd push like the devil and get him out. That's the only way to do it.
You never use a mule?
No, never did use no mule. Mm-hmm. Just had to do it with plain awkwardness.
And it sounds to me like a lot of strength.
Well, one time, a widow woman lived down here about a mile and a half from here, and she had two girls, and she wanted to go to town. And she got me to take her and her two girls to town. And I went down through the pasture, out into the public road, into the sandy place. And you can get stuck in sand, just same as you can mud. So I got stuck. I just sitting there just spinning, wasn't going a bit. I told them girls, I said, you girls get out and give me a little push, I believe I can go out. And they got out, and it don't take no big lot of push, but they put me out.
Just to get you started. Mm-hmm. Now some questions about tools that you used to have. What tools did you use in the farm mostly, again, when you were...
What kind of farming tools?
Right.
Well, about the only thing you had was a plow, different kind of plow. You had what you call a turning plow, and you had what they call a straight stock, and that turning plow, it was all together. point. You could take the point off, sharpen point, put it back on. It had a wing to it. And then the straight stock, you could take a, what they call a turning shovel, a twister. Most of them call them a twister. And it'd turn the dirt. It'd all turn it one way. And they had sweeps for cultivating. They turned the dirt both ways.